Good morning. This is my podcast of Sunday morning. I just had my everyday routine meditation, 10 minutes, just concentrating and focusing on my breath. I will do a podcast apart to teach you the way of Christophe André. He's a neuropsychiatrist who is working in Paris in Saint Anne Hospital, which is renowned to be the hospital for mental health recovery. So I just realized that because when I do my daily meditations, I have insights, and I just realized that in my website is not very clear all about my story. And today I want to do it to make it short, but I will give you a short version of the input, why I'm here, who I am, where I'm going, and knowing that I am working on my second book, which is my first self-help book. The first was a memoir, and it is self-published on the Amazon. It's only in Italian, so I'm not promoting this by now. It was really kind of therapeutic for me, and I will go on editing my second one, and then let you know if you are interested in. I'm taking my time, because the topic is quite important and energy taking for me. So, by the way, I am Antonella, I'm 45 years, and I live in the Parisian region since 12 years now. I'm originally from Italy, from the Adriatic coast, on the seaside. The short story about how did I get here is on my Amazon's page, my author's page. It mentions quickly that in 25 I left a good job in the city, in Cesenatico, in the hotels, and I left for 1 month to South America with a friend. I didn't have any expectations at that moment. I felt surely quite frustrated on my reality in the small village by the seaside. But I mean, my American dream was full of illusions at that time. I was really immersed in the parents' expectations still. So the kind of educational patterns that we develop I was still about 30. So I met one person over there in the last week of my holidays, and that person was living in the Parisian area, we have we have had a relationship in the first time by distance, and then I took the leap of faith and came into this beautiful Parisian suburbs. Now we skip the first 10 years that I've spent here. That person is fortunately no more in my life. It was kind of lesson for me, and especially about self-love. And there was actually one person that I had to meet in my destiny in France. That person was my inner self, myself, really. The events of 2015 were essential to my personal growth. I went through the terror attacks in January, and I have been touched by November's events as well, since I was an hotel assistant in a very crowded and very and quite renowned hotel destination, tourist destination in Paris at that time. We had thousands of visitors. And maybe more. I won't give you too many details about my job and my workplace, because I'm still working for this company. So I will protect my present situation, if you don't mind. Okay, so the post-traumatic stress disorders came into my life from 2016 about. So the 2015, yes, I was for 6-7 months. From the first event, I was in complete denial. My nights started to be sleepless. The schedules of my job didn't help, and I had a certain amount of other events that happened and accumulated in my personal and professional life. I went through losses at the workplace, other than my job consisted in assisting, serving, helping people from the first day to the last day, to organize and better enjoy their stay there. Unfortunately, my bureau was kind of a complaints bureau. Then the post-traumatic stress disorders manifested in panic attacks, anxiety attacks, anger outbursts, and they touched basically in the first instance my personal life, because as you know, at least for people like me that run a job because we need to survive and we have to pay bills and apartment and food other than shoes, we stick very strongly to our job, and perhaps we forget about ourselves and our how to better manage our relationships. So I fucked up one of my best friendships relationships, and also my boyfriend's relationship at that time with a French guy who was younger and who got divorced at the time that we dated, and he had two children, 6 and 8 at that time. Then things started to get wrong in the workplace after November. At the time I was in partial time, and so my mental health issues got worse, in the sense that first I was starting to avoid, getting isolated, avoiding people in the workplace, also for lunch, especially for lunch. And then my schedules became medically scheduled. So I had many medical visits to attend with the occupational medicine, which was very supportive for me. And I've been through a psychotherapy. I did all and anything that I could to get better, to come out and move forward from that situation. I found many supportive people, and my my physician was really my mentor, who guided me to find my purpose, to investigate my new goals in life, and to build up a project as a woman. Of course, the first lesson I've learned with him was to start to protect and defend myself in the workplace. Okay, because there is this kind of rivalry between medicine and management, as you can easily understand. Until now, meditation, mindfulness, yoga made a difference for me. Walks in nature made a difference and still make a difference in my healthy lifestyle. I've changed my job schedules. I've been confirmed after 3 years in my actual service, which I didn't expect at all, because I was ready with my boxes to move back to Italy. I couldn't say no. I was in position to accept this validation, and perhaps was the best thing to do for me. Also, my family, I miss my family sometimes. Sometimes. And I won't go further in the story. Now, this is how things went roughly. It wasn't PTSD who fucked up my life and put me in pieces, as you easily can see. PTSD in my mind today are your inner voice. You have to, they want your inner voice needs to be listened, calls you for action, and this is the main role of emotions. If you are in an emotional mess today, you have to take your lifestyle, your mental health in your hands, and do something with. The stuff matters. Any domain in your life, financial, I've missed the financial crack I've been through, and I'm still here. And yes, it's hard, but I keep going. And that's why also it was important for me to stick into my values, into my job, into my everyday routine. I wasn't really in the position to break it all completely. Surely I've changed everything. Surely I've been through cleansing. Now I have less people in my life, but this is a choice that made her in herself through time. I feel also that I am at a new start and new beginnings. The book is only one part of this rebirth. I want to share with you my story, especially thinking of the people that are today in my previous conditions, who found themselves in circumstances and they didn't understand completely what happened to them. And perhaps today you are in denial and reading my story. Perhaps there is this kind of mirror effect that you suddenly realize and become aware that yes, you have a perhaps you have a problem. There is a problem. It's not you. It was circumstances. All right. What do you want to do by now with it? Things, shit happen. All right. That's a fact. Perhaps I go farther. Maybe it's us, it's our soul that attract some circumstances. I'm not saying the terror attacks was my fault. Please, don't misunderstand me. In France at this moment, the police is not joking, so I might be in troubles with this podcast if I said that. I'm saying that yes, these events was kind of life-changing for me. And not only for me. I feel today, I feel one of the luckiest persons to find the right persons at the right moment in the right place. And if I can tell you, I have asked for this in my personal connection. I will end this podcast. To wish you a happy Sunday, and any time of the week that you come through this podcast. Sunday for me is it's my best day of the week. I've been working a long time in Sunday, so now that I can enjoy Sunday morning, today is sunny, in my bed, podcasting, this is kind of happiness for me. It's quite relaxing, so I feel really that I'm chilling. I'm enjoying my time. I will go on with my writing now, and I hope to chat with you soon. You can join me anytime to my email address, antonella.barberini@gmail.com, and you can check my website, ptsdbeautifultrauma.wordpress.com. Feel free to spot my Etsy shop. The main job of the website is done. Now I will do more podcasts and start guided meditations soon. But first, my need is really to manifest and express myself by my artwork. And so I have this, I reopened my Etsy shop, which is very poor by now, but I will put more stationery stuff in a vintage and scrapbooking style, and a few dream catchers, plus my Beaux-Arts, which are paintings in dry pastels, pastel à l'écu sennelier, which are the best in the Beaux-Arts, which was the colors of Degas and Picasso. The pastels were made for them. They are beautiful to use and for the results. So I wish you a creative chilling Sunday. Antonella speaking from Ferrero Ombre. Ciao.